This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Always time for some football. The Lions will play a game this month. We are into the month of July. They'll be in the Hall of Fame game on the 31st. CBS has a list of overrated and underrated quarterbacks. We don't need their list. We're going to make our own. We'll go three underrated and then three overrated. John, you want to go first? Give me three underrated quarterbacks in the eyes of John Jansen.
All right. I'm going to give you Drake May, who I think is, with the additions that they've made this year, I know a lot of people looking at, okay, it was just a rookie season. How could he be overrated? How could he be even rated with having played in New England? But I think this is a kid that is going to have a breakout year. I think he's going to have a trajectory, some like we've seen with the Chargers. And when you look at the potential of the receivers that he has, the offensive line that they're putting together, the coach that they've been able to put together, they've spent a lot of money in free agency. Now, a lot of it's been on defense, but they have also upgraded the receivers, the tight end. They've done a lot of work in New England, and I think he is a guy, when you look at all these teams that have had young quarterbacks, not spending a lot of money on the quarterback, but they're spending a lot of money around him, this is that recipe. It follows kind of another guy that I'm going to talk about in Brock Purdy. You put a number of weapons around him. You protect him. Now, all of a sudden, I think Drake May this year with New England is going to have a breakout season. Justin Herbert was the one I was talking about with the Chargers. But for Drake May, I don't know. We don't yet know if he's going to be able to get to the playoffs and have a different outcome than Justin Herbert, because Justin Herbert hasn't been able to win in the postseason. But Drake May, to me, is a guy that people are sleeping on. A tremendous rookie season. And I think he's going to break out this year. Brock Purdy is the other one. And a lot of people say, well, he's a system quarterback.
Right.
But he has been one of the most efficient quarterbacks. And now system can create efficiency. He's also been one of the most accurate quarterbacks. So accuracy, to me, goes to just simply, hey, can I make the throws? Can I make them on a repeated basis? Can I fit it into tight windows? Last year, numbers dropped a little bit, but that's more because he was under more pressure. Offensive line, Trent Williams wasn't there for a large part of that season, and he took a beating. But he still, over the last couple of years, has been one of the most efficient, most accurate quarterbacks. And he's taken his team to the ultimate game. Haven't been able to win it, but he has taken his team there. So I think Brock Purdy is one of those guys that is always going to be questioned because he was Mr. Irrelevant, because he's not supposed to be doing what he's doing.
Should they have given him the contract?
Right.
That whole debate. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll get into contracts when we talk about, obviously, the overrated ones. Baker Mayfield is an underrated quarterback. He just simply wins. You can't tell me that Cleveland isn't kicking themselves because who did they go get? Because they thought Baker Mayfield can't win. Well, it must be Baker. It's not OBJ. Well, maybe it was OBJ. It was not Baker. Baker Mayfield was number one overall pick, and he went to L.A. and in 24 hours found a way to get a win. Now, I'm not basing it off of that, but it's just he wins. He just simply finds ways to win, and his numbers over the last 2 years, not in terms of wins and losses, but they are better than Patrick Mahomes. More touchdowns, higher efficiency, all of the above, and I think Baker Mayfield is one of those guys that people look at and say, "Nah, he can't be that guy. He's not polished enough." Well, he just simply gets the job done.
There's a little overlap. We have one overlap.
Oh, okay.
My three underrated quarterbacks. We'll just start there. I also had Baker as underrated.
Okay.
In a league with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield has led the league in touchdowns over the last two seasons.
Yep.
Playoff win in there with the Buccaneers. He has the playoff win with the Cleveland Browns. I think he's a top 10 guy, and I don't think people view him that way. He takes some chances, he throws some picks, but he gets the most out of his ability, and he elevates his team the way a top 10 quarterback does. So I had Baker Mayfield underrated. Michael Penix, to me. You win Drake May, I'll go sleeper Michael Penix. Last year, you look at his stat line, you see three touchdowns, you see three picks, you go, I don't know what to make of that. Best big-time throw rate in the NFL. If you look at the three interceptions, two of them were in and out of his receiver's hands.
Yeah.
He led drives at end of game and end of half. I think he's in for a massive year in Atlanta.
I think it's fun that we have two rookies on our underrated because it's really hard to figure out after a rookie season,
yep,
what are these quarterbacks going to be? And Drake May has a full complement of a rookie season. While the numbers aren't great, he was not on a great team. Same thing kind of with Michael Penix. Didn't get that opportunity until late, but I'm kind of with you.
Saw flashes.
Yeah.
This is the year, full-time starter. And my third underrated quarterback, Justin Herbert. Last 2 years.
Oh, I almost put him on my overrated. 40. Oh, can't win in the playoffs? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Last 2 years, 43 touchdowns, 10 picks. That's 4-1 for people who aren't great with math on the radio.
Wow, in the regular season, that is phenomenal.
Big arm, beefed up offensive line. He makes big time throws. This is the year, second year with Harbaugh. Harbaugh's made it his mission to get this guy in the Hall of Fame. I think this is the year for Herbert.
Oh, have they Herbert-proofed the offense?
Got a couple big offensive linemen tackles they've invested in. They're going to run the ball, play action pass, and show off that arm.
So my reaction to the underrated, I actually would put a different rookie from last year.
Oh, really?
Bo Nix. And I've been a Bo Nix hater, but I think he found gold, the jackpot, with getting hitched to Sean Payton.
Okay, so is it Bo Nix or is it Sean Payton? It's kind of both. The Brock Purdy, is it a system?
Like, I like what you're saying about Drake May, and now with the right head coach, Drake May is going to be better than Ryan Tannehill was, and Ryan Tannehill won divisions and playoff
games. Yeah.
The only thing I'd push back on Nix is it felt like we were down on him. He overachieved last year, so for him to be underrated, I feel like he's starting to get those flowers based on a promising rookie season. But so I had a hard time saying underrated.
He's kind of just one of those guys. He's maybe a little scrap to him like Baker Mayfield, where he always gets denied. He's got that gene or whatever. I think another one, too. I still think Jalen Hurts is underrated. The guy's a dog.
Yeah.
The guy, every time people doubt him, he succeeds in life.
You know,
it's a valid one.
Going to Bo Nix, I think there's a hangover a little bit of his college career because I think everybody kind of felt like he always just underperformed. Came in, and we saw the first start was supposed to be his coming out party. You know, at Auburn. And just never really capitalized on it, but then had a great rookie season.
Like every time you wanted to buy into him, he would fail.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Then every time you would doubt him, he would succeed. He's one of those weird dudes.
Okay, this is what people want to know. The overrated quarterbacks, John, three of them.
All right, so I'll start with Jordan Love. I don't understand the love for Love. He is just one of those guys that always... Like everybody keeps saying, oh, well, Green Bay, they're going to contend with Detroit. If they do, it's going to be in spite of Jordan Love. Too many interceptions, too many big moments where he comes up small, and it's another offense where they've got to protect him. They've got to protect him from himself sometimes because he throws stupid interceptions at the worst time, and they've paid him. Obviously, they had to because they let him set for so long. They bet on him, and they got to continue to bet on him, and it leads me to my other guy, that I think is overrated, who got a monster contract going into last year, Trevor Lawrence. I know he's got a playoff appearance.
Is he even rated, though? I feel like we're appropriately down on him. I'm sorry, continue.
No, I think there are a lot of people that are down on him, but why do you pay him that much if he's not a guy that you can ultimately win with? Now, I know he's been challenged with coaches, started with Urban Meyer. But you would have thought with over the last couple of years, with a Super Bowl winning coach by his side, the offense wouldn't have been the weak spot, but it was. And I know last year he took a nasty hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not defending
cheap shot. But it's I think he is just a guy that is continuing. And he may fall in the category opposite Bo Nix, where unbelievable college career, came in with all the fanfare and just has, where Bo Nix, underwhelming in the college, and then all of a sudden 1 year. And the other one, I think this has got to be on everyone's list, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is a guy that I don't know why Jerry Jones keeps betting on him. Off the field, I understand it. He is a superstar individual. He's great in the community. People love him. Teammates love him. But he just can't win. They've given him all the weapons in the world, but he can't find a way to win. Can't find a way to get to the postseason. If he does, can't find a way to win in the postseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
My overrated quarterbacks. I went in division. Caleb Williams. Holds the ball too long. He was responsible for the most sacks allowed among quarterbacks. They track like who gets credit for the sack. He was blamed for the most sacks of any quarterback in the NFL last year.
Johnson will fix all that.
Is he processing fast enough? That's a real concern. Is it just schoolyard? There's only one Patrick Mahomes. You're the number one overall pick. I didn't see it last year. Overrated Caleb Williams. Number two, somebody's got to do it. You're a two-time MVP. But are you the best quarterback in football? Lamar Jackson. Can you get it done in the postseason? That's the knock on him. Look, the AFC title game 2 years ago is seared into my brain. He's missing throws on his home field against the Kansas City Chiefs.
But he also put it in the hands of Mark Andrews. And I mean, come on.
Well, Mark Andrews takes all the strays. He lost the game in the first half last year against Buffalo.
I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson is not to blame.
But do you put him Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen? I think he's a notch below him. Burrow's been in the Super Bowl. I think Allen, but this guy's won MVPs over Burrow and Allen. So I think from that standpoint, you're overrated.
Yeah, but okay. So Joe Burrow probably should have been the MVP last year, but they're a team that didn't make the playoffs. And was it his fault? He had an unbelievable, historic year, yet their defense blew.
My third name is Justin Herbert. You may remember I said he was underrated. He is both under and overrated. I'm here to tell you whatever take you have.
Am I doing this show with Stoney?
Whatever take you have on Herbert is the wrong take because he is both overrated and underrated. 0-2 in the playoffs, disaster performances, big arm, small game. He is both overrated and underrated.
I don't even know what to say.
That's
what the hell?
You want to throw a flag on? I have another name.
I'll throw a car flag on that.
Which one are you going to pick, overrated or underrated then?
I'm going to give you another overrated quarterback.
Okay.
Tua Tagovailoa. lowest big time throw rate of any quarterback. He shrivels in the cold, and even setting aside health concerns,
shrinkage.
I don't think paying him was very smart. Tom, did we miss anybody?
I just double down on John's Jordan Love. Thank you. I'd rather have the three rookies you guys put along with me, Nicks, May, and Penix. I'd rather have him as my quarterback because I'm not paying him. And I think they're actually going to be better. I think Jordan Love is a poor man's Dak.
I would agree with that. I think that's a really good comparison.
I don't have any issue.
Except he's not poor.
I don't have any issue with the guys you brought up.
I have an issue with you going with four overrated and using one of them to double on underrated.
But isn't that the story of Justin Herbert? Isn't that exactly the beauties in the eye of the beholder with him? People will look at him and say, he's too talented.
You can defend this however you want, but that's just ridiculous.
No, I think it's a commentary on Herbert.
It's ridiculous.
It's making a statement, John. Those are our quarterback overrated, underrated thoughts. If we miss someone, if you want to pound the table, 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.